This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A state judge's decision to allow the Teller County Sheriff to hold jail inmates for longer than their sentences at ICE's request has been appealed. The ACLU of Colorado sued the Teller County Sheriff, alleging his cooperation with federal immigration authorities violates state law. The case went to trial, and in February, a judge sided with the sheriff, saying his agreement was constitutional. The ACLU says they are appealing that decision to the state court of appeals. Colorado's cap on statewide campaign contributions rose by about $100 this month. The adjustment happens every 4 years and is meant to account for inflation. It puts the limit at $725 for candidates seeking statewide positions like governor and attorney general. And contributions to state legislative races are now capped at $225. County and school board candidates only recently became subject to campaign finance limits. State lawmakers are considering whether to also add limits for contributions in municipal elections. Five small newspapers in the state's Central Mountains have been sold to an Arizona-based conglomerate. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce reports the new owner plans to keep all current staff.
The Arkansas Valley Publishing Company has papers in Leadville, Buena Vista, Fairplay, and two in Salida. They now belong to the O'Rourke Media Group, which operates 31 local publications in 8 states. CEO Jim O'Rourke wants to overhaul their websites and drop any paywalls, but the papers will still be printed, and he'll also maintain a printing business.
It's still profitable, so why wouldn't I keep doing that? I'm in no rush to force the decline of print to say we're growing fast digitally.
O'Rourke expects the new websites to debut in 2 or 3 months. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org.